This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is hailing House passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
From President Biden,
this bill represents a historic victory for the American people.
To House Speaker Nancy Pelosi,
this is a momentous day in the history of our country.
To number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin,
the most dramatic change in America in modern times with this legislation. This is historic.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy agrees.
The most expensive single bill in American history.
But says that's not a good thing. Democrats spent way too much to do far too little, focusing on their own wish list instead of what Americans actually need. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Security Council agreed on a statement Wednesday to condemn the military government's use of violence against peaceful protesters in Myanmar. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the Council's 15 members that includes China. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, security forces continued their crackdown on opposition to the February 1st military coup. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video shows tear gas rising and billowing as protesters disperse. There were also reports of the use of rubber bullets. Injuries have been confirmed. Earlier, a march got underway with protesters chanting for the end of military rule. Also, Myanmar's security forces raided a neighborhood in the country's largest city that's home to state railway workers who've gone on strike alongside other worker groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week, the first meeting of senior American and Chinese officials since President Joe Biden took office. Blinken and Sullivan will meet with the People's Republic of China's Director of the Office of the Central Commission for Foreign Affairs, Yang Jiechi, and State Councilor Wang Yi on March 18th in Anchorage. Blinken will be making his first overseas trip next week with visits to Japan and South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The Alaska meeting will take place following Secretary Blinken's meetings in Seoul and Tokyo. A week ago, the Secretary of State declared the relationship between Washington and Beijing is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. The United Nations is marking the 10th anniversary of Japan's earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said March 11th is a solemn day of remembrance for the thousands killed by the earthquake and tsunami.
My condolences go to those who continue to grieve the loss of loved ones. And I think of those who remain displaced, unable to return to their homes, because of safety concerns surrounding the destroyed Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant.
The tsunami set off catastrophic meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, displacing more than a million people. Tens of thousands haven't returned home, and many are struggling to rebuild. The head of the UN Food Agency warned after a visit to Yemen that his underfunded organization might be forced to seek hundreds of millions of dollars in private donations in a desperate bid to stave off widespread famine in the coming months. David Beasley told the Associated Press the world needs to wake up to how bad things have gotten in Yemen, particularly for the country's youngest, some of whom he had seen in hospital beds in a Sana'a hospital.
It's a horrific situation. It really is. I went to the best hospital in Sana'a, room to room to room, and I saw children literally dying.
The UN has warned that 16 million people in Yemen, or about one half the country's population, could face serious food insecurity. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P closing higher, but the Nasdaq off slightly. The Dow rose 1.46%, the S&P added 0.6%, the Nasdaq dropped by 0.04%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.